us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach to another episode of Words of Inspiration. Today is our final day in our discussion on the ingredients of effective prayer. And we will end this conversation with what I feel one of the most important aspects is in our prayer: listening. Our inspirational scripture is Matthew 11, verse 15. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The phrase, "he who has ears to hear, let him hear," used frequently by Jesus in the Gospels, including in Matthew, serves as a compelling exhortation to pay close attention and truly understand the deeper meaning of his words. This statement appears in various contexts, such as the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, where it underscores the importance of not just hearing, but truly comprehending and applying Jesus' teachings. That happens with truly listening. Prayer is fundamentally about building and maintaining a relationship with God. Just as in any relationship, communication should be two-way. It involves both speaking and listening. By listening for God's response, we show reverence for his wisdom and acknowledge his sovereignty. This attentive posture not only deepens our relationship with him, but also shows our respect for his authority as we open ourselves to his guidance and correction. Listening to God cultivates spiritual growth and maturity. As we discern and respond to his voice, we learn more about his character, his laws, and his desires for our lives. This process often involves a transformation of our own desires to align more closely with God's will. Through this interaction, we become more attuned to the nuances of his guidance, which often comes through Scripture, the inner witness of the Holy Spirit, the wise counsel of fellow believers, or the circumstances of our lives. Effective prayer is not just about making requests or performing religious duties. It's about seeking God's will and submitting to it. Listening for God's response helps us to discern his will and invites us to respond in obedience. This aspect of prayer is critical because it shifts the focus from what we want to what God wants for us, leading to a life of obedience and submission that is pleasing to him. In moments of uncertainty or decision-making, listening for God's response in prayer is essential for receiving guidance and direction. The psalmist expressed this sentiment in Psalm 25, verse 5. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all the day long. By actively listening, we allow God to impart his wisdom and direction, which are crucial for navigating the complexities of life. Regularly listening for God's voice in prayer sharpens our spiritual discernment, enabling us to distinguish between his voice and others, including our own thoughts and emotions, or even external influences. This discernment is crucial for living a life that consistently reflects God's values and purposes, especially in a world full of conflicting voices and information. Listening and receiving confirmation or assurance from God through prayer can bring immense peace to the believer's heart. This peace often transcends human understanding and can provide comfort and reassurance in the face of trials and hardships. As promised in Philippians 4, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, I pray that you have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to having a discussion with you again on this coming Sunday. Till then, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.